You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Speaking of competition, let's see. The Broncos are in the process of cutting their roster. I think today's the day. They have to be down to the 53-man limit for the season. So
they got rid of a kicker or something already, right?
Yeah, one of the punters.
Gave him the boot.
Hey, see what you did? Oh, what a stressful day for some of these young athletes. They're like,
looking at their phone, like, don't ring.
I mean, I was reading a story not long ago. It's talking about this one day, they're going to find out if they get a massive paycheck and go out on the field of battle and be just adored by, you know, hundreds of thousands of people screaming for them, or working at, you know, an auto parts store.
Time to get my real estate license.
Yeah. And I mean, it's really interesting, you know, the differences that, you know, that one call to the office could make.
I know. Ugh. Scary.
Whereas the rest of us just get up and grab our lunch and go off to work.
Time to be a realtor.
Time to do a radio show. Let's see. The Rockies are in Atlanta to start a series against the world champion Braves. Good luck with that. Speaking of money, there's a story out about, I'd always heard that you're supposed to have a 6-month emergency fund saved up.
Yeah, same.
That's right, right? And then some people have said, no, it should be more like 10 to 12 months. But this story I'm reading here says they've always told people just to have $400 saved up. That's it? That's your
That's
emergency
nothing.
Fund?
You get a big car repair for $800-$900. That's not going to cover
more.
It. Or more.
Yeah. Anyway, this story found, though, that they're no longer saying you should have $400. You should have $1,400. I'm sorry. You should have more than that if you can.
Yeah.
But they say $1,400 is the real amount you should try to have in reserve in case something like a car repair or
a medical issue,
medical thing,
something.
Yeah. But almost 6 in 10 Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. 6 in 10 don't save a dime.
I don't like that.
Including people who are making more than $150,000 a year. They say almost half of those people are not saving anything.
That's not good. That's living above your means there.
We are a spending society.
We sure are, man.
So, did you check for me how many days until
Christmas?
Oh,
you know, I forgot. I can
what?
Look it up.
You had one job. You had one job.
Let's
you'll
see.
Tell me. How many days till Christmas?
Hold on. I can give you precise if you want. Okay. Where's the Xmas clock? Here it is. 116 days, 17 hours, 24 minutes, and 2 seconds.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, it's not too soon to start thinking about your travel plans for the holidays, not just Christmas, but Thanksgiving. And so now a website has released what they say are the best days you can fly and the worst days you can fly. I was looking at this list, Jared, and it doesn't seem that, like, groundbreaking, the information they're giving you. Like, don't fly, you know, the Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Well, yeah.
Duh.
And, you know, don't fly the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Duh. Yeah, we figured. They say if you're going to fly away, like if you go off for Thanksgiving, the best time to fly back home would be the following, like, Monday or Tuesday. So get through the weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Force your family to put up with you an extra day or
sorry.
Two.
Sorry, Mom. Stay in a couple more days.
The best days to fly to a Christmas destination are 1 week before. That's Sunday the 18th. And the best return date's Wednesday, December 28th. So,
okay. Make a note.
I just, you know what? I've already told Gretchen, I told her years ago, I don't fly anywhere for Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I have been stranded in airports before during Thanksgiving.
No fun.
Because of weather.
You're laying on the floor.
It's one of the reasons that I pushed hard to move up both Halloween and Thanksgiving to get away from this, you know, blizzard stuff that we constantly have in November. I just won't do it. I'm like, ain't gonna do it.
Smart move, man.
But I've also driven during the holidays, and that can be just as bad.
Yeah, we drove to Iowa, but I know once, maybe twice for Thanksgiving. And that's, man, that's a nightmare on I-80 all the way out. And it's icy.
Yeah. Move Thanksgiving up to the end of October.
There. Done.
You have better chance of having better weather, and you put a nice little break between the two major holidays.
There you go.
No one listens to me. I'm an idea man. This story is interesting to me. I'm going to be writing... I have these books in this mailer that I do called Billy B. Good's Fun Facts, and it's all sorts of fun little... It's more like trivia, because the Mind Bender is not trivia. It's more lifestyle, but Billy B. Good is more about trivia, and there's a story that I was going to be doing about the first use of fingerprints in a criminal investigation. Like, the first time someone was ever tried in court using fingerprint evidence. We think it's been hundreds of years. It hasn't been all that long. I think it was 1910. So it's not like we've been using fingerprints for a million years for criminal cases. But this story out of Canada is about a woman whose fingerprints have disappeared.
Uh-oh. Where'd she misplace them?
Hey, has anyone seen my fingerprints? It's kind of interesting. They say there are some people in the world that their fingerprints kind of disappear off the tips of their fingers.
Huh.
And in some cases, like this woman's, it can be really bad because she was trying to volunteer for her grandkids' school. She was going to go into the classroom, you know, like a good grandma,
yeah,
and volunteer. But they couldn't scan her fingerprints. You have to do a background check. She just so happens to share the same name, first and last, with a hardened criminal there in Canada.
What are the odds?
So she had a hard time proving that's not me because they couldn't do fingerprints on her.
Oh, man, that's trippy. Huh.
I thought it was a wild story. That is crazy. So anyway, what else is trending?
Well, by far the biggest news of this morning, the line at your Starbucks is going to be a little longer this morning because the big old fat pumpkin spice latte is back for its 19th year. They are launching their full fall menu today. And get this, the PSL is going up in price this year.
Depending
on the location, a grande is going to run you up to almost $6, $5.95 for the medium PSL. Good God. They've also got some sort of apple crisp oatmeal macchiato coming out that's supposed to taste like apple pie and a couple other fall things. But I did do the research. The grande pumpkin spice is almost 400 calories. It is 20% cholesterol, 40% of your daily intake of saturated fat, 50 grams of sugar, and 52 grams of carbs. And that's the medium, you guys.
Just 50 grams of sugar.
That's more than a can of Coke, I believe. I think.
I'd have to look it up.
We should look that up.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
But don't the surveys show that something like 70% of people don't like PSLs?
Yeah, it's kind of forced on us.
So it's funny about how we're told it's such a thing. But
you gotta have it. It's a thing.
It's not even one in three people that like it.
It's the kickoff to fall. So anyway, the line's going to be a little longer at Starbucks this morning. Josh and I were in here yesterday watching the full trailer for the Weird Al story. It dropped yesterday, and we're watching it, and there's these scenes of Weird Al doing drugs and making out with Madonna and getting into fights, and we're like, I've never heard about this at all. I've never seen any stories where he hooked up with Madonna.
And you're a huge fan.
I'm a huge fan.
You just
Here's
went to
the
his
thing,
concert.
Like in true Weird Al fashion, it's a parody of rock music biopics. So they're throwing all this exaggerated stuff in there, like the rock star lifestyle with
That's
Weird Al.
Great.
And
Good
supposedly some of this stuff never happened. And it's just highly exaggerated. Anyway, I'm dying to see it. It looks really good, actually. It's going to be on the Roku
funny.
Channel, wherever that is, on
yeah,
November 4th.
I got the 4th. Roku channel.
Do you?
Is
that something I can download? Can I just download the channel?
You probably need
on my
to get
Fire
a Roku,
Stick.
I don't know.
I'll have to research that. You got the sugar intake on
yes,
that Coke?
Yes, you were right. Jeremy was right. 39 grams
yeah.
in a 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola.
Okay, yeah. And then so
and
it's 50,
you said, in the PSL.
The medium PSL. And I know you all are rolling up and getting that Vente. I mean, you're probably looking at 70 grams. Of sugar then. Go brush your teeth when you're done drinking that, for God's sakes. Chris Rock has said that he has turned down an offer to host the 2020 23 Oscars. He was doing a stand-up show, and he's like, I'm not going to do it. He said it's like going back to the scene of a crime. I guess he's also been offered Super Bowl commercials, and he has refused those. And I would be cashing in on that like crazy. I'd be making fun of myself and banking on those Super Bowl commercials. Give me a check, and let's do some sort of funny ad where I'm getting slapped through the entire ad. I think that'd be hilarious. But I guess he doesn't want to bring any more attention to himself.
You know, he's making bank as it is. He doesn't even have to do that stuff anymore because just his downloads of stuff and his ticket sales at his comedy shows have all gone up. So.
Yeah. So anyway.
You know, it's just, isn't it kind of slimy of the Academy Awards to try to capitalize on
a
horrible moment during the show's history?
A little bit.
And they're trying to make bank out of it?
A little bit. Yeah, I see that.
It's smarmy.
A little bit.
If it's true. All we have is Chris Rock's word that they asked him.
Right. On the heels of that story that Dom was talking about, how we only have about $400 in our emergency fund, if that, two-thirds of Americans claim they have adopted a seize-the-day mindset ever since the onset of the pandemic. And basically that means that they love treating themselves. Some 62% of people surveyed said, yeah, I like to treat myself up to 6 times per month is how many times I'm treating myself. For about, I think I saw it, like $83, the average cost of a treat, a reward.
Per treat?
A reward for yourself. Yeah.
Per treat.
Per treat.
You know, the last time I treated myself was, I don't know, a week ago, and I went and I got one of those Choco Brownie Extreme Blizzards.
Yeah, you did.
At Dairy Queen, and it was $4.95.
Well, what if you did that six times? Do that times six.
It'd be $30.
You're still not hitting $83. Anyway, it gave me an opportunity to dig up the clip from Parks and Rec where Aziz Ansari is treating himself.
Treat yourself.
Clothes.
Treat yourself.
Fragrances.
Treat yourself.
Massages.
Treat yourself.
Mimosas.
Treat yourself.
Fine leather goods.
Treat yourself.
It's the best day of the year.
The best day of the year.
Treat yourself.
And it's so true.
So true, man. That's all we do.
Americans are always treating themselves.
Impulse purchases, and I deserve this. And yep. So stupid. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
It's stupid, but I do it. I'm trying to think of the last thing I bought for myself. I have to think about it.
Choco Brownie Extreme.
It wasn't that. It was not that. head over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy. I posted a clip from Twitter. It popped in 2009, but I guess it's making the rounds again. It's this bride who completely loses it, and she's laughing hysterically when the groom messes up the wedding vows. He says waffly instead of waffly.
It's funny.
And she just loses it, and you're just going to laugh along.
He throws in a pancake
reference, too. Yeah, with waffly and pancakes.
She's adorable.
It's the cutest little video you're going to see all ding-dang day. So check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.